Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
UPND dumped Chawama candidate Katanga after eligibility review as Citizens First Party has adopted retired Captain Davidson Mlenga. Zambia's insurance sector net assets grow up to 25.6 billion kwacha. In international news, M23 announces exit from the DRC's Uvira as U.S. brokered ceasefire starters. And in sports, Egypt fans support Salah over slot as he prepares to join AFCON squad.
And now, the Power FM News, bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer
competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trasis. 16 candidates have so far shown interest in contesting the Chawama parliamentary by-election as the filing of nominations continues. Meanwhile, Electoral Commission of Zambia Commissioner General Vincent Mukanda retired, says the atmosphere at the nomination center remains calm and peaceful. Major General Mukanda has assured that the commission will process all candidates who are already within the nomination center before the official closing time of 15 hours. However, in a dramatic development, the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has dropped Timothy Kantenga as its candidate for the Chawama constituency by election and replaced him with Morgan Munda following an eligibility review. The decision comes less than 24 hours after Mr. Kantenga was adopted. Addressing in Lusaka this afternoon, UPND Chairperson for Elections, Garin Kombo, said the reversal followed a verification process conducted after the initial announcement was made yesterday. Mr. Kombo explained that it was established that Mr. Kantenga does not technically qualify to contest as he is a new voter who only registered in the constituency in December this year. The ruling party yesterday adopted Kantenga as its candidate, expressing confidence that it would secure victory in the forthcoming poll through him.
And after the pronouncement and upon verification of documents, we then discovered that he is indeed a voter, but only registered in December last year, which means he is not contained. His name is not contained on the current voter's roll, which in itself presents a disqualification. So we would like to send a message to our people, first of an apology for the oversight on my office's part. And we spoke with the candidate, and he graciously bowed down, and that's why he's here this afternoon to offer solidarity to the next person that we have settled for from the pool of very, very credible candidates that you saw yesterday. At this juncture, allow me now to announce officially the variation that we have made as the United Party for National Development for the nomination that is going to be happening in 1 hour's time. And I want to announce that UPND is going to use Mr. Morgan Munda.
Meanwhile, opposition Citizens First Party has adopted retired Captain Davidson Mlenga as its candidate for the said by-election. Party spokesperson Daliso Tembo announced the decision in a statement issued to Power FM, noting Mlenga's previous service as district commissioner for the Southern Permanent Secretary for Muchinga Province under the Patriotic Front administration. Mr. Tembo has since called on party members, supporters and the public to support Mr. Mlenga and conduct peaceful, orderly and issue-based campaigns in line with democratic principles. In the meantime, the Tonsi Alliance has adopted former Copperbelt Province Permanent Secretary Bright Nundwe as its candidate for the Chawama seat. Mr. Nundwe will contest on the Forum for Democracy and Development FDD ticket and has since filed his nomination ahead of the January 15th Chawama parliamentary by-election. The Chawama seat fell vacant after former Patriotic Front lawmaker Tasira Lungu lost his seat due to prolonged and indefinite absence from the parliament linked to delays in the burial of her father, former President Edgar Lungu. In another development, the full bench of the Constitutional Court has dismissed an application by the Oasis Forum seeking a conservatory order to halt Bill 7 pending determination of its petition, ruling that there was nothing left to preserve as the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments had already submitted its report to President Hakainde Hichilema. The Oasis Forum, comprising the Law Association of Zambia LAS, the Non-Governmental Organizations Coordinating Council NGOCC, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, the Council of Churches in Zambia, the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops and the LCK Freedom Foundation had asked the court to nullify all acts and documents produced by the technical committee appointed by the president. As interim relief, the forum sought to stop the process pending the hearing of the main petition. That application was earlier dismissed by a single judge, Justice Maria Mapani Kawimbe, prompting the applicants to renew it before the full bench. In its arguments, the Oasis Forum contended that it had met the threshold for interim relief by establishing a prima facie case, demonstrating a risk of irreparable harm and showing that public interest favored the grant of a controversy order. The Pension and Insurance Authority, PIA, says pension and insurance industry has shown significant growth and demonstrated resilience, bolstering Zambia's economy through investments in a variety of portfolios, including government securities, equity and infrastructure development. Speaking during the end-of-year media engagement, PIA Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Namakauntini disclosed that by the end of the third quarter, ending 30th September this year, the industry net asset value stood at 25.6 billion, increasing from 23.78 billion kwacha as of June 2025. Mrs. Ntini attributed the positive movement primarily to improved investment performance, particularly in listed equity. He also announced that total contributions increased to 745.11 million kwacha in the third quarter of 2025, up from 738 million kwacha in the second quarter, representing 7.07 million kwacha, which she attributed to an increase in participating employees under the Multi-Employer Pension Scheme, PIA.
By the end of the third quarter, which is by 30th of September this year, the net assets value stood at 25.6 billion from 23.7 billion as at 30th of June of this year. This growth was primarily driven by favorable investment performance, particularly from the listed equities. Total contributions increased to 745 million in the third quarter, from 788 million in the second quarter, representing an increase of about 7 million. The total increase in contribution income was mainly attributed to an increase in participating employers under multi-employer pension schemes. Benefits paid increased to 788 million in the third quarter from 692 million. In the second quarter. So there is a value proposition to contribute to a pension scheme because benefits are paid, as evidenced from this increase that was recorded.
In international news, Sierra Leone declared its mpox epidemic over After 2 years of a health emergency that witnessed over 5,000 cases and 60 fatalities in the country, the announcement comes almost a year since Sierra Leone declared the mpox emergency after 2 cases of the virus were confirmed outside the capital, Freetown. But survivors remain stigmatized by their